Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
And speaking of KISS,
now the fun begins. Now it's time to play shenanigans.
All right. So, speaking of KISS, your job, Jim, is to tell me who made this quote, okay? So, speaking of KISS, any man who can drive safely while kissing a pretty girl is simply not giving the KISS the attention it deserves. Who said that?
He's a singer from a long time ago.
I've never heard him sing.
No?
But he might have sung. I'm sure he sang. I'm sure he sang Jesus Love Me at least.
But anyway. Then it's not who I was thinking. It was, the guy that played God, George Albert Einstein. I don't think George was part of that.
Albert, do you like that?
You know, now that you say that, yeah. I do remember that was here.
Ah, yes. Okay.
I'll try to give it to George Burns.
And this person, you can guess who this was. We're going to give Virginia a chance, /Diane a chance to guess this one. It's all right for a perfect stranger to kiss your hand as long as he's perfect. Who said that?
I don't know.
Rachel, you got any ideas?
I have no idea.
I think it'll make sense to you. It was Mae West. It's all right for a perfect stranger to kiss your hand as long as he's perfect. And I do like this is anonymous. You don't have to figure out who said it, but a smile is the second best thing you can do with your lips. Are you guessing that one, Jim? Yeah.
Okay. I'd go for first on that
one. All right. So here we're going to actually get to the Bible riddle in a second. But first, let me say this. Joey Adams said, "Never let a fool kiss you or a kiss fool you." I like that. Never let a fool kiss you or a kiss fool you. So with that, here comes your Bible riddle. So, and I actually love this. This is a very open-ended question. I'm really looking forward to your answer. I know you've probably thought about it, but I would love to know what you think about it, because this is the idea. As you're sitting there in your car or listening on the radio, I want you to think about it. Why do you think Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss? Why would that all be an impression in our hearts and heads forever? That Judas betrayed, along the eyes idea of never let a fool kiss you or a kiss fool you, why do you think Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss?